Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug Loves Movies!
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Sing it with me, this is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from a hotel room, room 420 no less, in Bloomington, Indiana on Saturday, June 8th, to Ocean's 13, during the Limestone Comedy Festival. Earlier today, I interrupted a classic Best Picture nominee that was filmed entirely in Bloomington, Indiana. The film is called Breaking Away, and it was not only nominated for Best Picture, but it won Best Screenplay in 1980 and was also nominated in a few other categories, including Best Supporting Actress, Barbara Barry. Paul Dooley was snubbed for a Best Supporting Actor nomination. And while it doesn't hold up entirely, it's still a pretty engaging movie and fun to see in the town where it was filmed. I'll play the opening audio from that show in a minute. Los Angeles, Monday night, I'm doing a Benson Interruption podcast with very special guests, including Bert Kreischer and Kumail Nanjiani. And next Saturday, I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas. DougLovesMovies.com for all dates, deets, and links. And now from the big, beautiful, echoey Buskirk Chumley Theater in downtown Bloomington, Indiana, the audio of the first part of the Benson and Movie Interruption of Breaking Away. And as always, people who are in favor of slavery are a shithead. Before with the Comedians of Comedy, but this is the thank you. This is the first time I've ever watched a movie here, and I'm very excited about it. You guys voted and determined what the film would be today. Lots of movies got one vote, but sorry, whoever won Saturday Night Fever. But the movie that got just a ton of votes, and deservedly so, for all of us to watch together here in Bloomington, Indiana, is, of course, Breaking Away. It's been a while since I've seen it. It's been a minute, but I love this movie, and we're not necessarily here to mock it.
We're just here to make jokes while it's playing. And the first thing I want to say is that I just love they refer to the kids that live that work in the town and don't go to school cutters. And it's interesting how the word cutters has kind of changed over the years. And every time I tweet about cutters, I'm worried somebody's going to yell at me for making fun of teenage girls who have a serious problem. So don't cut yourself, girls. Girls listening to this podcast. I'm taping this part of the presentation to put into an episode of Doug Loves Movies, a mini episode. And, of course, you guys know that when I do the Benson movie interruption, I have three people join me to help interrupt the movie. And I had a lot of great folks to choose from here at Limestone Comedy Festival. But I got these three. Please welcome Jackie Cajun, Jeff Tate, and Graham Elwood.
Hello!
Oh no, from jolly old Italy. It's Graham Elwood and his dumb voices, everybody. Graham Elwood, folks!
I'm just feeling for real, Walkie!
Alright, and there was a VIP party last night.
Yeah.
I saw a few cutters snuck into it, I noticed. Springsteen with a live band. Yeah, live band karaoke is sweeping the nation. And you sang that because Bon Jovi was not on their playlist.
Yes, they did not have one at all.
John Bon Jovi is Graham's go-to. Do you want to just sing a little bit of it for everybody right now?
Well, I don't know. It's all the same. Really have an actor to come here.
sling in front of the crowd?
Yeah.
So you can, well, maybe we'll do that again. So you can the crowd want to get into it this time?
Yeah, let's get them into it.
Yeah. Everyone start cheering and waving.
There you go.
Everyone's in the same direction you're already looking
for this picture. What's your breaking away story, Graham? Have you seen it lately?
I saw it when it first came out, and I've seen it multiple times since. I haven't seen it in a good 5 or 10 years, so this is going to be a nice, nice little reunion with this film.
I believe I stupidly did not look up the movie ahead of time for some fun facts, but I'm pretty sure Barbara Barry got nominated for supporting actress for her role as a mother, and I think maybe Paul Dooley might have gotten nominated for supporting actress for the father.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think.
They're both very good in it. And Dennis Christopher has kind of disappeared from our lives, but of course, Dennis Quaid and Daniel Stern and Jackie Earle Haley are all still been powerful actors ever since.
Well, Jackie Earle Haley disappeared. He did all those movies in the 80s, like the 70s, 80s, Breaking Bad, and all this, and then Breaking Bad, or Breaking Away. Remember when he was the bad guy?
Oh, I forgot to mention, there's been a screw up. We're going to watch all 5 seasons of Breaking Bad. Yeah, playing total creeps.
All these creeps,
like Freddy Krueger and Rorschach, and a guy who clears out a children's swimming pool.
And a guy from the wrong side of the Civil War.
The wrong side of it?
He was on the goddamn South. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you really have to choose?
Take his head.
Yeah, I guess I'm just the only guy that was in favor of ending slavery here.
Turns out pro-union.
Pro-union.
Yeah.
Johnny Ritter.
Who's Jackie Earle Haley?
You're the like Jeff James.
See, all of his jokes to the movie are just going to be more like, what's happening?
Why do I care about this bike race?
This movie is about cycling?
I'm going to pretend I'm my mom whenever I watch a movie with my mom. She has no fucking idea ever.
Makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the